goes for it. Sean Mackey, the strike!
It's Calvin Miller against McGowan. Miller sends it in!
It's Miller time, baby! Champions again! Falkirk have broken through the glass ceiling! After 15 years in the wilderness, Falkirk Football Club has once again a Premiership club!
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're Navy Blue, are you?
Hello and welcome to Falkirk Daft. It's been some time. This stop-start season continues. Our last game was against Rangers, and that seems like an absolute age ago. And now we're here today to preview the game against Motherwell. I am John McAnally. This is your unofficial Falkirk podcast, and I'm joined, as ever, by the ginger god of pod himself. It is Ross Wayne.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. It's a school break, so I'm off this week, so I'm very much enjoying that. Well, I'm saying enjoying that, but it's like I've not got a minute to myself. Today, it's DIY. I'm putting a changing the toilet. By the way, changing a toilet seat, it seems like a really simple job, but it's a right pain in the arse to do. So I've been changing.
I've never had to do it, to be honest.
Never changed a toilet seat. There you go. Yeah. I've done it a couple of times because the children, I don't know what they do, but they seem to break toilet seats. And I've tried to fit the couch, obviously knackered as well, because when, like, turned that upside down, tried to fix that new couch. It's absolutely gubbed. So there's. Excellent. That's been a great start to the morning for me.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah, that's an expensive start. So I've just been doing lots of DIY projects around the house, and it's just, I'm just needing a drink. That is what I'm saying after today. I'm just needing a drink right now. So it's been fun and games, but we'll be looking ahead towards the game against Motherwell in just in a minute with Stephen Rayside, who is a director at the Welsh Society and also season ticket holder at Fir Park. He'll give us the lowdown on Motherwell just in a bit. You might have heard him, actually. He's been on Off the Ball loads, Stephen. So, he'll give us a lowdown on Motherwell just in a bit. But a couple of things to get through. Since we've not spoken to you in ages, it feels like we'll get through some club news. And there's not much, Ross, really.
Not a lot. No, there's not a lot. It's been quite quiet at the club. Obviously, I know they had their Oktoberfest, which I saw a few videos from. And I know they've got another one on this Saturday as well. So it looked busy, the one that they posted some videos from. Looked good.
Look good fun. I saw the Falkirk media team involved with that. I saw dancing on the tables. I saw congas going on. So looked like really good fun down at Oktoberfest. And like you say, there's more tickets available for this Friday. It's a Saturday, isn't it?
It's Saturday only, yeah.
It's a Saturday. So it's actually the day of the Motherwell game. So I guess you could go back after the game and celebrate with a couple of steins.
I think the session's 5 till 11, I think. So, right. Yeah, you could do that. Exactly that. You could do that.
No, absolutely. Get yourself down to Oktoberfest. It looked like a good old laugh. Other club news, obviously the ballot for the Celtic tickets is now closed. Hopefully you managed to get a ticket for that. We'll give you details. Behind the Wall, bus is going to that match as well. So it's the usual £10 return with the Falkirk Daft Carling coach, and you get your beer on return for that. I think they might have some tickets as well. So if you haven't got a ticket in the ballot, maybe chin up Behind the Wall and hopefully you can get along to that. But I pretend it's a club news, that's real, yeah?
That's it, yeah. I know Behind the Wall's got a second bus going to Motherwell as well. I don't know if there's too many spaces left, but the last I saw that they were advertised a second bus, which is good.
There you go. Aye, exactly. And remember, obviously, Behind the Wall sponsored this very podcast. Stay local, eat and drink global. Get your Falkirk Daft Venom up at Behind the Wall right now. It's exclusive to Behind the Wall. You won't get it anywhere else. As we always say, it's the best pub in town, running several things. I'm going to be in there this...
You've got Brogle on Friday night, haven't you?
We're very much looking forward to that gig that's happened. It's completely sold out, so I know a few people behind the wall, so they've managed to sneak me in on the guest list for that because I couldn't get a ticket for it, so I'm really looking forward to it. And obviously, Falkirk Daft Live is happening there on the 29th of November, Ross.
We are, yes, it's exciting. Not many tickets left out, in fact, just limited, isn't it? So yeah. If you are looking to go, we would urge you just to grab your ticket soon. And I don't know if you're doing it today or whether I'm doing it on a different podcast, but we've got confirmation of the next couple of
Well, no, we do. We're
guesses.
still waiting 100% confirmation,
Oh, I
Rob.
see. Right.
So we're waiting 100% confirmation. It's 90% of the way there, so we'll confirm our second guess for Folk Daft Live on the 29th next week. But of course, Brian Rice already confirmed. Rice, he'll have some amazing stories. Got to ask him about Brian Clough as well, his time at Falkirk as a player and assistant manager as well. So get yourself along, hear from the one and only Ricey, and we've got some surprises up our sleeves as ever as well. So get along to that. If you can't, didn't fancy that, loads of stuff going on in, behind the wall, loads of gigs. 19th of October, the Stephen Paris Agreement are playing. And James Oliver's playing there on the 25th of October as well. So loads going on at Behind the Wall. Get your tickets for all the gigs. And of course, Falkirk Daft Live, which is coming up very, very soon. The one thing I need to touch on, I think, was the mental health video that the club put out last weekend via the foundation. Brilliant. It was Young Lewis put that up just to highlight all the stuff he went through. If you haven't seen it yet, please, please go and check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. It was obviously World Mental Health Day last Friday, and the video that the foundation and the club put out was really, really poignant. It was thought-provoking. Please give it a watch. It's not a long video, but it's very worthwhile watching. World Mental Health Day, especially in football terms, brings a lot of very, very emotional videos. Like there's a few, I think Wolves have done a couple of ones over the years that have been really moving. Norwich did that famous one. Was it last World Mental Health Day as well? So yeah, there's lots of things out there. The big message is though, is speak up,
Yeah,
get in touch.
absolutely. DM is always open to us as well. But yeah, talking about mental health as well, it's like if you want to get, if you are struggling out there, get involved with the Falkirk Football Fans Training. We always say that that's going to help your mental health. If you fancy just a kick about Wednesday 8:30 and 9:30 down at the stadium, that's what those guys are all about down there.
Yeah.
Not only do they play a bit of football, it's all more about the mental health and meeting people and chatting and having a great time. So if you want to get involved with the Falkirk Football Fans and Training, they'd love to have you. 8:30 to 9:30 Wednesday. They've got their Legends section, they've got their Elite, their Academy, and their Over 50 section as well. So if you want to get involved, all the details are below. Like I say, Ian, Willie, Doogie, they're all there. They all are deeply involved, and they all know and realise that how important it is to mental health of Falkirk Football Fans and Training, and it's helped those guys. Hopefully it can help you as well. So get in touch with the guys. If you are struggling, you just want to get out of the house, what a kick about, those are the boys to get in touch with. Spoken of the Falkirk Foundation and All Falling Things Foundation as well. Falkirk women are flying, Ross, and we were the match sponsors on Sunday.
We were. Yes, it was a fantastic afternoon, brilliant result. The girls are absolutely flying just now. I thought it was amazing to see like such a good crowd. Like I don't know
A
what the
great
crowd
crowd for
was.
it, yeah.
I don't know what it was. Like it looked like a good couple of hundred, maybe 300 there. And it felt like that anyway. And yeah, just fantastic to see. Loads of kids watching, loads of girls watching as well. The performance itself was bob on. Like obviously they went behind, didn't they? But it never really looked like being anything other than a convincing Falkirk win. And yeah, I just thoroughly enjoyed the afternoon. It was brilliant to be match sponsors, and we picked Doc as player of the match as well. She was phenomenal, wasn't she?
Yeah, I feel sorry though because McFarlane obviously got the double and we gave it to Doc instead. But brilliant from Caitlin, she getting her brace there at the weekend. But yeah, we gave it to Amy Doherty because she's just so good. If you ever get
Yeah.
on to Falkirk Women, Amy's just brilliant and she's like honestly heads and shoulders, like so good. Like she get a game with the first team. But she's absolutely brilliant. So well done to Doc. She got her Falkirk Daft Player of the Match. So well done to her.
And
And
they're at home again this Sunday, aren't they?
huge game this Sunday. I was about to say it's against Forfar, who are second in the league, 6 points off the girls. So you think a win there, you know, they've not been beaten yet this season. So
Yeah.
a draw or a win there is huge for the girls. So they'll be
Yeah,
looking
it's
for a
done. The
win.
league's call it if they win on Saturday.
But we all know that's not the case after watching the men's team last season. But yeah, no, good luck to the girls. Get yourself down to the Falkirk Stadium this Sunday if you can and check out that top of the table clash between Falkirk women and Forfar Farmington. And fingers crossed, a big result for the girls on the way as well. That I think that's all business sort of taken care of from the club's perspective. But let's head now to Birthday Corner, Ross. And you've got a couple of birthdays for us, haven't you?
We do indeed, yes. So the first one we got in was from Duncan Ottaway, and he says, "Hi guys, could you say happy 40th to you and Ottaway on the 18th of October?" So that's just coming up, and that's from his daughters Ailey and Mirren as well. So happy birthday to you.
You got another one now?
I do, yes, and this came from Arlene, who wishes to wish her son, and we know him well, Lewis Pentecost, who will be celebrating his 25th birthday on the 16th, which is the day this podcast goes out, and that's love from Mum, Dad, Harris, and Darcy.
Oh, he'll love that, Lewis. I thought Lewis was a lot younger than that as well. But Bulgin's 25. Happy birthday, Lewis. Got another one here as well, and that is happy birthday to just getting them for my brother who lives now. He's got a, hold on. I love this. Hold on. I think Jack has sent us a message here. Hope you're well. I was hoping to request a happy 40th, but his name's Kirk. Sorry. Happy birthday to Kirk. I was getting down an email there, Jack. I was like, I thought he's just said my brother, not giving his name, but that happy birthday, 40th birthday to Kirk Cuthill, who lives in Canberra, Australia. There we go. We've got an
Wow.
Aussie bairn down there, a massive Falkirk fan and season ticket holder for years, and now living in Canberra. And his birthday is on the 17th of October. So happy 40th when it comes to you this week, Kirk, and hopefully a win for the bairns at the weekend. For all you guys celebrating your birthday would be fantastic against Motherwell this weekend. Let's have a look at some of the other bairns that are celebrating. Andy Rogers. His birthday is this Saturday. There you go, the bold Andy Rogers. Always on the old Come On You Bairns Facebook page. Keep an eye out for Andy. So
Well,
he.
Andy must be similar ages with us. I would
Yeah,
think.
1983, so he would just be 40, must be turning 41 then. Is that right? Is that, I'm doing my maths right there?
No.
83. No, I've got it 41. Yeah, yes, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's right. Well, no, I've just turned 44, so he must be 42, coming up for 42.
Oh, 42, there you go. Messed up the maths. So yeah, happy birthday to and Jerome Lammers. Remember him and the
He
old
was a
Tigers?
great keeper. He was a fantastic keeper.
There you go. He is turning the ripe old age of 46. There you go. Sorry, 45. 45 on the 20th of October, and he shares his birthday with Jordan Allen.
Oh.
Who is still obviously kicking a ball for Queen of the South as well. I think
Yes.
he's been injured for a bit of the season, so not really had a chance. But Jordan Allen always remain an invincible and a big part in us being invincible that season with that last minute goal against Cove up there. So happy birthday
Absolutely.
to Jordan Allen. Once an invincible, always an invincible. That's what I say. So.
100%. That was such a big goal that season, you'd think. And just because it happened on, what was it, match day two,
Yeah.
people tend to forget. But actually, you wouldn't be invincible without it.
Not exactly, exactly. You always go back to those games that we kind of, you know, quad out of. The Edinburgh City game always comes to mind when Cole took the big dive for
That's right. Forgot
the penalty.
about that
And
one.
we've actually got a penalty in the last minute, so always you always forget those ones. But Jordan Allen, major reason it became invincible. So happy birthday to Jordan. Right, let's go on then and talk about Motherwell. Ross missed out on this. We recorded this a bit earlier on, and I caught up with Stephen Rayside to have a look at how Motherwell have been this season and what will happen on come Saturday.
This is Falkirk Daft
With Behind the Wall and the Falkirk football fans in training.
Every week in Falkirk Daft, we like to look ahead to our big opponents at the weekend. And it's been a wee while since we went to Firth Park and we're going there yet again. First time since 2010. So looking ahead to that game against Motherwell, I want to welcome to the podcast a well-kent face round the Motherwell way. It's Stephen Rayside.
How you doing, John? You good?
I'm good, thank you, Stephen. You're just the Motherwell go-to now when it comes to supporters off the ball. He's never off the ball off this man, I'll tell you.
No, it's good. I always enjoy doing it, so especially to help you, mate. It's a pleasure. So
no, brilliant. Great to have you on, Stephen, and great to have you on talking about Motherwell. Let's just talk a bit about this season and how it's went for the Steelmen. James Bettler-Askew who's come into the club, and on all accounts, it's been a bit of a, a head on the swivel for Motherwell because everyone's talking about you. How's it been, Stephen?
It's been absolutely fantastic. I don't know if people see me on X. I put a tweet up and it was a photo of me when we were getting beat at Celtic Park against England. And I looked so demoralised in it, right? And I'd captioned it, "When you can't watch James Bettler-Askew's free throwing Motherwell next week because it's international break." That's how I feel. I was gutted that the international break had came around, not because I don't enjoy watching Scotland, but because Motherwell have been that good to watch this season. I think we went to Celtic Park, we gave them a scare. Two goals that we lost were pretty poor. One, we tried to play it for the back, which is obviously what we're trying to do this season. So I don't mind it in a sense, but still, good teams punishing. And then the first one being a penalty. So, but no, it's been really, really positive. We should, I think, have more points on the board than we do, but I like that we've just that Jens has just said, "You know what, we're going with this and we're sticking with it no matter what." It's good to see a Motherwell side with an identity and an identity that is that's working and it's enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, I mean, the football was one thing everyone's talking about with Motherwell. The style of football, obviously. Talk me through how he's playing. Obviously, playing a lot of balls out from the back. We saw the downfall of that against Celtic, Stephen. But there seems to be, it seems to just keep doing it, keep trying it, and keep just knocking the ball about. Is it a very kind of possession based? Is it more direct? How are Motherwell looked at on the eye this season?
It's a lot more possession based, a lot more playing for the back. I think that was a big part in us bringing in somebody like Stephen Welsh for Celtic on loan because he's obviously used to playing out for the back in a Celtic jersey. So to get someone like him that needs game time, I think was a great fit for us. We love going through the midfield, and I think that's the biggest compliment that you can give this Motherwell side this season is that we've sold Lennon Miller for a record transfer fee, and I feel like the midfield have just almost looked better because and that's no nothing against Lennon. It's just because the style complements them, and I think Elliot Watt in particular has been a revelation for us. There's a lot of people talking about him, and we've still got Callum Slattery to come back. We've been missing him for the last few weeks, but it's very much trying to play through the lines. And the thing is, when we're in the final third, my dad's a coach, and one thing that he always says to me is Scottish side, the difference between Scottish sides and European sides is they lack patience or they lack composure in the final third. We seem to have that wee bit of patience and waiting for the opening and trying to kill teams, but it's good to watch, really, really good to watch.
So has like the midfield been where the danger men have been sitting, Stephen? Or you've brought in like Sir Regan Charles Cook. I'm not even going to pronounce the Australian Greek boy up front, his name, but he seems to have come onto a game with a couple of goals in the last couple of weeks. Who have really been the danger men for Motherwell this season?
I think I mentioned the midfielder, but it would be criminal if I didn't mention Tawanda Maswanisi. I think he's been banging in the goals this season. Right for the League Cup onwards, we seem to be getting them in better positions more often than we maybe were under the Stuart Kettlewell style. And he comes alive in the box and he's a nightmare for defenders. What Tawanda does really well that I love, John, is he doesn't look the strongest, but he's so good at getting his body in and just giving himself that wee half a yard to keep the ball and continue running. And he's got the end product, as you've seen this season, to match. In terms of AP that you mentioned, Apostolos, He's it's good to see him get a couple of goals, because at the start of the season he was kind of struggling a wee bit, whereas now he's got 3 goals in 2 games, and hopefully as we go on to play Falkirk on Saturday, that will continue. Because I think that's the kind of striker he is. You get these strikers that score goals and burst in purple patches, and he strikes me as one of those. I think before he got injured last season, he got goals against Hibs, Dundee United, and Rangers, and then got his injury. So here's hoping that he can stay fit and keep banging in the goals.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only criticism of Motherwell, I mean, very easy on the eye, like you're saying, there's a lot of good players on that side as well, Stephen. Is it just the amount of draws you guys have had this season? What have you put that down to?
Well, the Hearts game, I think the manager touched on it, is just a bit of game management. Well, you're 3-0 up there with 20 minutes to go, and then there's been a couple of individual errors, which, listen, we said at the start of the season, we came out and we said, this is the way that we're going to play, but mistakes will happen. And it still is fairly early in the season, in the mid-October. And I just think it's a couple of teething problems. And in a sense, just teams punishing us when they have the chance to. Kilmarnock, I think, had 2 chances against us, they scored them. Hearts was kind of a, they got a bit of momentum, especially with scoring the second goal so quick after the first. And Dundee put one cross into the box, and it's a goal at the back six. So teams are just punishing us whenever we make a mistake, it seems. But what we do have in games is we have a lot of control and a lot of possession, and we I would be worried if we weren't creating, but we're creating loads of chances. It's just about making sure that we can turn those points that are won into an extra 2.
I mean, it's been a wee while since we played each other. I mentioned it was 2010 the last time we played each other, Stephen, which seems like an eternity ago. What have you made of Falkirk? Have you seen much of them? Is there anyone that you're slightly worried about in the Falkirk side?
I mean, a boy who I love that plays for you, that my dad coaches at Celtic, Calvin Miller. And I think what he's done in the game, by dropping down and going and playing with Falkirk and coming through, he's getting his just rewards in the Premiership now. I love the way John plays as well. John's very much similar to Jens in the sense that he likes his teams to play football. And he won't apologise for it, and he won't change. I think he actually done an interview, didn't he, where he said that he had to adapt and change as a manager. I think he'd spoke to Brendan Rodgers and got some tips off him.
Yeah.
I went and watched him train and kind of decided that that was going to be the way forward for him. And I think, John, see when you look at Falkirk last season in the Championship, they were so impressive, and it was so clear, I think, to everybody that they were always going to be an asset to this league.
Yeah, I mean, we've been very spoiled over the last couple of seasons, and winning the League One, then going back to back and winning the Championship. So this has been a wee bit of a realization, I think, this season to supporters, and just like we're never going to have it our own way, and we've got to take our losses. Only one win this season, and like you were saying as well, Stephen, with international break coming when it did, it kind of. This is the annoying thing about being back in the Premiership, is that you've got this kind of break in programs, especially it's all front loaded this season,
Yeah.
so you can't, it seems like you can't get momentum going, because we had a good win against Aberdeen, then the international break came on, but we got a good draw against Rangers before the international break as well, so you want that momentum. So it'll be interesting to see how both sides settle after not having that competitive match for a couple of weeks, but I'm certainly looking forward to a wee trip to Firth Park, because it's been a long time.
I think for me, the interesting thing is how the styles match up against each other.
Yeah.
I think there could be chances of plenty at both ends. And watch this be a nil-nil now, now that we've kind of
I
a
know.
but no, I just think it's a mouth-watering tie. I mean, I know there's a couple of other good games on this weekend. You've got Kelly Hearts, you've got Rangers, Dundee United, but when you look at styles of play, I think Motherwell v Falkirk is right up there.
I think it'll be a really, really good game of football. I think, the way you guys describe that yous are playing this season, and I haven't looked to see yous. I'm really looking forward to seeing Motherwell firsthand as well, Stephen, just the way he's playing. What was that? Was that like some sort of monster just popping out of there?
I know, somebody in a motorbike outside.
It sounded like some sort of evil coming out of the podcast there.
I know. Something about holding his exhaust.
Listen, it's going to be a great game, but I just want to talk a wee bit and touch a wee bit off the field stuff as well, Stephen. Obviously, you know, as one of the fan-owned club in the league, like ourselves, St Mirren, I mean, you can say Hearts, but you know, it's they've got a big sugar daddy pumping money in for them. I think, you know, it's great to see clubs like Motherwell, and you know, it's a club I guess Falk could look at to emulate as well. You've been involved with the Welsh Society, Stephen. You know, how important has the Welsh Society been to Motherwell?
I think it's been massive, because we always say we're a family club, and we always say that the fans are at the heart of this club. And I think we've done something this month that I think is great in launching our members' education programme. Because one thing that I said before I was elected to the Welsh Society was that Motherwell fans should have the opportunity to know what fan ownership is, and we are now giving our members that opportunity. There's so much positivity. We made £1 million in May, by May this year. We had the Hertha Berlin friendly, which everybody loved, in pre-season. So it's nice to get Glamour friendlies back at Pop Park. And we've opened Mrs. Bailey's Bar as well, a new fan zone, just beside the disabled shelter. So there's plenty happening off the pitch. There's been Q&As that we've put on with the manager. So we're definitely trying to give back to people. And you see it even when we get to the semi-final there. You've got the manager and the players putting in money for the display at Hampden. So everybody just feels as if they're together, John, and there's a real positivity around the club. And it's up to us at the Welsh Society to really capture that and keep that going. I think there's two games at Fir Park this season. We've had 6,500 home supporters at Fir Park, which is great. It was both against Rangers and against Kelly, so there's a lot to be positive about, and I think that almost comes with the style of play. I think if you give people something exciting on the pitch, it can really help you elevate everything off it.
Yeah, I mean, how long has the Welsh Society been going for now, Stephen?
Officially, the Welsh Society launched in 2013, but they've had control of the club since 2016, so we're approaching our 10th year next year. It's quite a landmark moment for us next year, and I think there's a lot happening behind the scenes, particularly with the Heritage Trust and everything that I've just mentioned previously. So, yeah, coming up to a big landmark for us, and it just seems that we're getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, in terms of, you know, it's going for a while. What kind of membership are you looking at now, Stephen? Is it?
Well, by recent estimations that I can find, the current was 2024 was about 3,700 members, and that spans worldwide as well. So we're growing all the time, and there is plans which I'm sure we will announce in due course that we hope that will help continue to grow that membership. So, but no, really, really going well. I mean, I think one thing that we need to look to do is do more for the worldwide membership, but no, it's going great.
There you go. If you're not a member, there's the barometer right there. There's the bar set by the Welsh Society. Over 3,000, did you say, Stephen? Yeah, 3,020.
3,700.
So almost 4,000. If you're not a member of the FSS, the Falkirk Supporters Society, yet, there's the bar, and you need to jump on it. Because if we want to have the consistency that Motherwell have had in this league, if we want to emulate what Motherwell are doing, that's the bar right there. So jump on the FSS, give what you can, and support the team, because as a fan-owned club like Motherwell, that's what we need to be doing as Falkirk Bairns. You know, and the Motherwell have been the team in the division for the longest. They're out with Aberdeen and Celtic. You know, you just keep going and just keep, you know. And what do you put that down to? Like, just it's the consistency, I guess, from Motherwell.
I think it's people that genuinely care about the club that are involved in it. I think it's having the fans at the heart of it, having that community spirit. I always believe that if you've got a passion for something and you put effort into it, it'll do well. And there's so many people within the club doing that. I mean, you get people up there volunteering, making changes happen. That we small things are in the stadium that fans won't see every week. Do you know what I mean? So there's just so much going on. Like the bar, getting Mrs. Bailey's bar done. That was all done voluntarily by people who went up, dedicated their time to make sure that it was done in time.
And the important question is Mrs. Bailey's bar open to away supporters or is it just Motherwell supporters for Saturday?
No, we won't tell these supporters as well.
Brilliant. That's good to know. If you can't get to there though, Stephen, where's the best bars around Motherwell for away supporters for Saturday?
You've got Club 100 as well, which is just down the road, and then you've got the Wormwood Tavern and stuff. So there's plenty of bars, an electric bar as well, just by the train station by Elwood Road,
Right.
which does good grub as well.
And away
So.
supporters will be all right in there.
Aye, no, they'll be fine, they'll be fine. There's plenty of pubs. But if you can come to the fan zone, because it's something that we're really trying to promote is getting that
Brilliant.
up.
Superb. And before predictions for Saturday then, Stephen?
I'd say prediction for Saturday, I'm gonna go 2-1 Motherwell. I need to be positive, John. I need to be positive.
Always got to be positive. I think it's like I say. I think it'll be a really open game. Two massive games coming for Falkirk. I think we discussed that in the previous show. But I think I would love to walk out with a point from Firth Park. I think it'll be a high scoring 3-3 draw. I think both sides are prone to mistakes, and I think both sides have got the good goal scorers in the side. And I do think it'll be a high-scoring 3-3 draw. I think I quite fancy that.
3-3. I don't know if my ticker could take that, John. I'll tell you
I don't know. Well, Steve, thanks so much for coming on, giving us a great insight into Motherwell. Before you go, though, on Falkirk Daft, we play a game with all the away supporters. How well do you know your team, right? And this is we've got a leaderboard so far, Stephen. A couple of well-kent faces on that leaderboard as well. So Aberdeen are currently top. Sheepy from was representing Aberdeen got 8 points. Ewan Cameron got for Hearts scored 6 points. We had Gavin Pearson from Clyde One. He scored 5 points for the Hibbies. And bottom of the pack, we've got Dundee United with Fiona and Rab at the start of the season. They got 3 points. And Stephen Purden, poor from him a couple of weeks ago, representing Rangers only on 3 points. Do you fancy taking on the challenge?
I do, yeah.
Brilliant, right? Well, I've got going to stick 60 seconds on the clock for you, Stephen. And what we're going to do is we're going to time out, got 10 questions about Motherwell, right? And
Okay.
all you've got to do is basically you can pass if you don't know the answer to it. We'll skip it and then we'll come back to if you pass on it, we'll come back to if we have time at the end, we'll come back to it.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So I've got my questions here. I will preface as well. The way we get the questions is we just type into Chat GPT give me three relatively hard questions about 10 relatively hard questions about Motherwell. So that's just to preface that, just in case there's any accusations of cheating, Stephen. All right.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Stephen Rayside, your time starts now. Okay, who made the most appearances for Motherwell in all competitions?
I'm going to go Stevie Hamill.
Who's Motherwell's record league top scorer of all time?
Willie Coleman.
Which player holds the record for most European goals for the Well?
Jamie Murphy.
Before Lennon Miller, what is the record? Who was the player
David
who
Pornwell.
set the record fee? What is Motherwell's record fee
What? Spent?
for to pay for a player?
John Spencer.
How many Scottish Cups have Motherwell won?
Two.
What is the highest scoring? What was the who was the team that inflicted the highest scoring home defeat to Motherwell in their history?
Celtic.
How many times have you finished runners up in the top division?
Three.
Who holds Motherwell's record for most international caps out with the Scotland?
Stevie Craigan.
And your time is up there. Well done, Stephen. Rattles through that. We didn't get through all question. The final question was, who holds the record for the youngest player to make a competitive first team appearance?
Jamie Semple.
It was Lennon Miller. Lennon Miller.
Was it Lennon?
It was Lennon. There you go. Right. So I'll go through the answers. You didn't get this. The most appearances made for Motherwell in all competitions, Bob Ferrier. Motherwell's record league goal scorer of all time was Hughie Ferguson. Two players probably before your time, Stephen. You got Jamie Murphy, you got David Turnbull, you got John Spencer on a roll. How many Scottish Cups? You got two, so absolutely fine. It was Celtic. You've been runners-up seven times in the top division. And you got Stephen Craigan. So I, by my calculations, you got 5 out of 10, Stephen.
Happy with that. I mean,
that's decent.
I panicked a bit in the first two.
It puts your level with Hibs. Puts your level with Hibs just below Hearts, mate. Top six.
I'll take it.
Listen, Stephen, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the podcast today. Well done on your result on the how well do you know your team. That's decent, like say, top six finish for you, Stephen. Not bad at all. And thank you so much for coming on Falkirk Daft. Enjoy the game on Saturday, but don't enjoy it too much.
I'll try not to wind you up too much when we beat you, mate.
Oh, I fully expect you to slide into the DMs if you beat us, Stephen. That goes without saying, so don't worry about it. But right, Stephen Rayside from the Welsh Society and season ticket holder at Fir Park. Thanks for coming on Falkirk Daft.
Cheers, mate.
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall and the Falkirk football fans in training.
So there you go, there's Stephen's thoughts on the game this weekend. Hopefully a big Bairns win. What are you thinking? You didn't get the chance to catch up with Stephen there. I thought it was going to be a 3-3, a high-scoring game. What are you thinking, Ross?
You know, what
do you think is going to start for the Bairns?
Yeah, it could well be a high-scoring game. I think both teams have a similar philosophy from what I've seen of Motherwell so far. I know a couple of Motherwell fans from work too, and they were saying they do like to play open attacking football. So it could be a day for a high scoring game, which, listen, that's what we all want. That's why we got the games, is to see goals. Hopefully Falkirk score one more than Motherwell. But yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I think it potentially could be. In terms of the starting lineup, I would really, really, really like to see the forward line stick to what it was. Like, I thought Kyrell obviously wasn't fully match fit, but I would keep him in position. I thought Calvin had one of his best games for Falkirk against Rangers as well. And I thought Ethan was fantastic in the 10. So from that forward line perspective, I think the only question mark is, well, who will be playing up front? Will it be Brian Graham? Will it be Ross McKeever? Will it be Gary Oliver? Or will it be Trey Samuel Ogunsui?
Yeah, do you think... I think they'll probably stick with Ross. Do you not think?
Could do. It's not to say Ross did anything wrong. Far from it. I just think... I don't know if there's much between Ross and Brian so far in terms of impact. Brian's probably not a starter though. That's the only thing. Like, we've not seen him start games too yeah. often. Trey, is he going to get a start at some point? I don't know if it would be Saturday. I'd assume John's had a look at him and training. There's been a couple of bounce games. I believe we beat Dunfermline.
I believe Barney Stewart scored for Dunfermline as well.
So obviously we've not heard officially what happened, but we've seen a lot on Facebook and stuff, haven't we? So the rumour is that that Barney scored for Dunfermline. I can only assume his teammates at Falkirk. Hopefully we fine him for that with the fine system that they've got in place in the squad. But also Philippe Lisa scored. Can you remember who got the other one? That's just went right.
I don't know who got the other one. Actually, I only saw Lisa and the fact that Barney Stewart had scored for Dunfermline. But I don't know. I've not seen much.
I think I saw. I'm sure someone commented online. I'm trying to think if it was Facebook or Pye and Bovril, but someone certainly mentioned the second or the other goal. So Lisa, as you said, was the scorer that was said. Sorry, yes, it was Trey.
Was
Sure,
it
he got
Clay?
the
Oh,
goal.
brilliant.
So that will hopefully have done his confidence a world of good. So yeah, fingers crossed that he starts at some point because it'd be good to see him. We've not really had a proper look at him yet.
Do you remember what the score was the last time we went to Fir Park?
so it would have been 2010, I assume, when
Yeah,
we last played them in the
April
league.
2010.
As a guess, I'm gonna say one each.
It was 1-0 to Falkirk, actually. Ryan Flynn.
Was it?
Ryan
Oh
Flynn.
yes, yes. No, do you know I was there as well? The cross. I think this was the one where the cross came in, and he sort of just flicked it home, didn't he?
So
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, in terms of actually, I didn't think we always had that great a record against Motherwell, but actually looking at the 18 matches we played against them, the last 18 matches we played against them, they've won 8, we've won 5, and there's been 5 draws in there as well. So you know, it's a decent enough record. We stand a chance. I mean, God, bearing in mind that was probably about 20 odd years ago, but you know. We'll wait and see what happens come Saturday. We're on the Vic bus going to the game, and as you'll hear from Stephen, a couple of tips of where to go if you're making your way through there, a couple of bars that you can go and check out in Motherwell as well. But yeah, it should be a good game. I think Motherwell are a team that like to play football. We're a team that like to play football, so hopefully a really open attacking game, so you can very much predict it'll be nil nil.
Yeah, because you've said 3-3. If I was being pushed on my prediction, I'm going to say 3-2 Falkirk. But as you've just said it, we've probably jinxed it and I'll be nil-nil.
Yeah, probably. But listen, two huge games coming up, Motherwell and then Dundee. 4 points would be massive for us. So we'll see how we go. But yeah, that's it for this week's Falkirk Daft. Thank you very much for listening. Remember, get your tickets for Falkirk Daft Live, 29th of November, behind the wall. The link is below if you fancy that, or it's pinned to our Twitter or our social media. So get on that, get your tickets, come along, see Brian Rice and a big second guest to be announced, hopefully on Monday's podcast, where Ross won't be here because he's away to Centre Parks.
I am Wayne Holiday. So, yeah, it's a shame I'm going to miss it because I do love doing the podcast. I'll be obviously be at the game this Saturday and back for the Dundee game as well, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, so I'll be on here reviewing it with a special guest co-presenter of TVC, but we'll be back here on Monday reviewing the Motherwell game. With your F Factor suggestions, keep them coming in as well. We'd love to hear your songs for Falkirk players ahead of the big gig at Behind the Wall. And remember, we'll be recreating the F Factor once again on stage there, so that should be a good laugh. So get your F Factor songs in, slide into our DMs on Facebook, on Twitter. If you want to buy Falkirk merch, all the links are below, merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk, or you can check out our collection at Pints and Prints, and of course the Discord channel is always in the go as well. The links for that is below to get involved with all the nonsense that goes on in there. It's on to Fir Park now, however. For the first time we've played Motherwell in a competitive game in about 16 years, which is unbelievable. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to having a few pints, a few bevvies, and hopefully a Falkirk win. But until next time on Falkirk Daft.
Back to next, back to Billy, on the bounce.
What Falkirk Daft, what Falkirk Daft, talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. What Falkirk Daft, what Falkirk Daft, you can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. What Falkirk Daft, what Falkirk Daft, for everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk in the Falkirk Daft. We are Falkirk Daft.